Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you would like to be a guest in the show, send us an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited to get my friend Karen Bellamy with us from Best Version Media, Westford Neighbors. Hey Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
You're welcome. So let's start at the beginning. Tell me a little bit about what is Westford Neighbors?
Westford Neighbors is a community outreach publication. So it is a publication, a magazine that goes to homeowners in Westford. It's for the people, about the people, by the people. So it's a family's pictured on the cover, and all the information inside, all the content is about people and about events and about things going on in Westford. So it keeps their interest.
So now I imagine the question you must get is, do people actually read it?
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot. And people do read our magazines. We are publications. We have research that shows that it opens 90% of the time. And the content is 92% of it is useful because the residents contribute to the publication. They contribute to the content.
I agree with you. When you get a magazine like that, you know, it's a quick flip through because you're looking to say, you know, hey, do I know anyone in here? You know, what's in the magazine? And I find that they just have a tendency, instead of like a lot of things, like not to pick on a newspaper or anything, but the newspaper at the end of the day, whether I read it or not, I throw it away because there's another one coming the next day. These have a tendency to hang around the house, kind of on the coffee table type of thing, right?
Right, exactly. They go out once a month and they're in full color. And you're exactly right. The direct mail, the coupon books, the newspaper, and any advertising is good advertising. But if it's not effective, then it goes right in the recycling bin. And there's a reason why a lot of the direct mail is called junk mail, because it just goes right in there. It people don't read it. But you're right. People
yeah,
do read this. It goes on the coffee table. And because there's a calendar of events, there are places to donate food and donate what different clothes and household goods. It's a resource. It's not only for entertainment and find out what people are up to, but it's a resource that people go to time and time again during the month.
What's kind of cool about it in my eyes is the feature family story. Let's talk a little bit about that. How does someone become a featured family?
They're nominated by the residents. So when we get started with Westford and when all the different towns get started with their publications, then the publisher, myself and the other publishers, will choose someone who they know has done good things for people in the community. And then once the magazine has gotten up and running, then the residents will nominate families to be the feature family. And it changes every month. We'll have a new family featured every month.
That is kind of neat and stuff, like you said, because what a thrill it is for a family to be featured in there. You know, because then all the neighbors are like, hey, I saw you in there and stuff. So,
and the kids love it, too. When the kids go to the store, look, I'm on the cover of the magazine. They're so excited. It's cute.
That is kind of cool and stuff. So now who actually receives this and how do they receive it?
It goes in the mail, in your mailbox. So it doesn't go, you know, get dropped at the end of the driveway or anything. It goes for free in homeowners' mailboxes.
And how often does it come out?
It comes out monthly because we know that publications or any type of advertising, if you think of McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, even though they're, you know, billion-dollar industries, you still see ads for them because they're top of mind. They're continuing to advertise. So we know, and that's branding. They're branding themselves in the community. They're branding their name. So we know that branding is a way to get noticed in a community. So they come out every month, and so that's the way to get to become top of mind in a community.
Now, one of the challenges, Karen, as a small business owner, is we're all trying to maximize our advertising dollars. you know, lots of opportunities out there, and trying to choose, you know, where I should invest my money is always a challenge. So I'd imagine one of the questions you get is this an effective form of advertising? And if so, what types of businesses do benefit from it?
Sure. No, absolutely. It all comes down to dollars and cents for sure, because companies need to advertise. We know that word of mouth only goes so far, and advertising in various forms, whether it's online and in print, it's all good advertising as long as it's done effectively. And research has shown that more and more companies are advertising online, except more and more people are getting frustrated with that. If they're on Facebook, they don't want to keep seeing ads, or if they're on a page, they don't want to keep seeing their inbox getting junked up with emails, or it tends to get too busy. And so we know that with research from other companies who have done research on Best Virgin Media, the companies who sponsor have said that community publications such as Best Virgin Media are their most preferred way to market and to market themselves and advertise, because we know exactly who the publications are going to. You can only speculate if you have a wide distribution, if you're advertising in a publication that goes to many towns or a large geographic area or even the internet, you don't know who might have clicked on it by accident, or you don't know who specifically is looking at it. But we know exactly who the families are who are receiving these. And actually, other research has shown that companies prefer 2-to-1 community publications over online presence, which is interesting, because you would think that the online market would be a place that people, and a lot of people do want to advertise there, but it kind of gets diluted. Your message gets diluted because it's just so busy and people are just scrolling. But when people have a publication, a full-color publication that makes them feel good and makes them happy with good stories, they're in control and their concentration is zeroed in on the content. So the companies are seen more in a publication, in a community publication, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
a lot of information.
It really does. No, I mean, because, in lecture, when I teach at the university, we talk about advertising a lot. And when I ask my students, did you look at the internet today? Everyone says, of course I did. Tell me what ad you saw to the right of whatever you're looking at online. And nobody knows. And it's like,
no,
but we all think advertising online makes sense. It's like, yeah. But like you said, it's also, concerns people, because, you look up something and then you see ads for it, then, 1 minute later. So, like I said, I think when it comes into my home, because I have the option of looking and not looking, for me, I'm always, whenever I get anything like that, I always go through it. I'm like, hey, wow, there's somebody I know. It's kind of cool, because now I can, next time I see you in the grocery store, like, oh, my God, I saw you in there. It's a big deal for people, and a super effective way to advertise, because, to your point, it's staying right in Westford. So if I'm a Westford-based business, that's who's seeing it, not someone who's 100 miles away who's never going to swing by, my business. So it makes perfect sense to me.
Sure. And it doesn't have to – the advertisers don't have to be Westford businesses. Whatever companies want the eyes of the Westford homeowners. I have some clients who are in Kingsborough and Littleton and Acton, because they have services. They might be construction, or they might be a painter, or different services, but they want the eyes of Westford homeowners. And that's completely fine too. The businesses don't have to be in Westford. And like you were saying, if it comes into your home, I mean, you're a little guy, next year you probably can't wear the same Halloween costume. So you could look in there to say, where can I donate this? And there'll be a certain page for donations. So it's a resource. It sits on the coffee table. It's a resource all year long, all month long, and all year long.
Makes perfect sense. So how can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Well, they could always call me on my phone number. Is that okay to give out?
Of course.
Okay, 603-801-3432. And I live in Westford, even though I have a New Hampshire number. I lived there years ago. I just never changed it, which I should have had done a long time ago. Or they can email me, Kay Bellamy. So KBELLOMY.BVM, like Best Version Media, at gmail.com. And they can ask questions about being a sponsor or receiving the publication. Any questions or thoughts that come to mind, I'd be happy to answer.
Awesome. Ken, I really appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
Have a great night. Yep, bye now.
You too. Bye-bye.